Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser.
Hello,
and welcome back to
Race Chaser,
a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning!
Oh my god. Yeah. My name's Alaska, what's yours?
Hello, I'm Willem.
It's great to see you and to speak with you over Zoom.
It's great to see you too and speak with everyone. I just called one of my good friends, Ray Latre, because we lost a friend of LA. Lady Red Couture is no longer with us, and yeah, we all have such great memories of her. And I was just calling Raya to talk about, like, you never know when someone's day is their last. I wanted to tell you I loved you. I wanted to tell you you still have my earrings with the little dangle bops that I made, that I told her I wanted back before she moved. You know, nothing's guaranteed, and I'm definitely going to miss Lady Red, and we wanted to shout her out now. We talked about her in Hot Goss last week.
Yeah.
And we send our hearts out to the Hey Queen family and Lady Red Couture's family.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, she was always there with, she was always ready to, like, laugh with you or, like, make you smile. Mm-hmm. And had such a, like, spirit and just, like, a joy about her. And just like you said, I mean, it's so wild because I always just assumed, like, yeah, Lady Red's always going to be there. She's an institution in this city.
Yeah.
Whether it's on Hey Queen or at FUBAR or in shows. And it was really, really shocking news and really sad. And our hearts and our thoughts go out to her family and her friends and to everybody that she touched.
Remember when she touched Lainey Buddy's food? Were you there for that? That ended up on my YouTube as just like some behind the scenes thing with, like, you know, 9 drag queens in a room, and now it's a memory.
Yeah.
It's you forget about all these little things that happen at all the shows and, like, how you become close to people. But when she took Lady Bunny's steak and Lady Bunny said, "I'm fat too, bitch," and then she left the room and stormed back in just to snort at her, like, memories.
Yeah, God definitely. Bless. And the way that she instantly made you feel, like, at home and comfortable on the set of Hey Queen, like, in the dressing room as soon as you got there, like, I mean, that's who she was. And she's going to really be missed by a lot of people. We will miss Lady Red Couture so very much.
And if you hear some tapping, it's acrylics from heaven.
That's hallelujah.
God bless.
That's on period poo.
That's on hallelujah period poo. So last week, that joke was about as funny as some of the girls in the stand-up. Last week, Blair went home after the stand-up challenge at the stand-up comedy smackdown at Rue's Shady Shack.
I thought she did a spot-on impression of Pheromones Roast, though. I mean, I think that they underestimated her.
That would have been amazing if she went on and just did performances of other people's bad roast performances. That would have been high concept, high art, and it would have been easy because she could have practiced. This was just, but anyway, she's gone. Still beautiful. And now it's time for our top three, which is Miss Cracker, Shea Coulee, and Juju B. Who could it be?
Right. And the episode ended with RuPaul getting a strange, obscene phone call on the judges panel. I never knew that landline phone was there, but it's always been there, just in case she needs to take an important phone call. And now it brings us to the final episode of All Stars 5, or Ass 5, if you look at it at a glance. AS 5. This is the episode called Clap Back. The girls walk into the room, and, you know, it's always a little bit, there's only three divas left, so it's up to these girls to keep the show moving. And so they count out the lipsticks, and they reveal that there is one for Juju and two for Blair.
And this is also the time when they want to review the report cards for everyone, just so we know what we're going into with these three. Juju has one win, Shay has two wins, and Cracker has three wins. Also, I still want to know who called Rue and why it was never actually addressed on the next episode. Like, what kind of hanging chat are you leaving for us, Mother?
Well, it was set up as a mystery, and then they were like, next week, and then they show all the other queens returning. So it wasn't like, so I think it was about all the queens returning.
But like, who could inspire that kind of fear and reaction in RuPaul? Like, she could look fucking the devil in the face and wouldn't blink. Like, who was on the other end of that phone call? I want to know.
I don't know. We'll never know. Just like BB's lipstick, we may fully never know that information.
Honestly,
that's so upsetting.
Thanks, Jade.
Things get physical with the pillow fight. I mean, this is how, when you get down to the final three episode and there's only three drag queens in the room and you're trying to make a show and fill the time, this is what ends up in the episode, a pillow fight that they put Lord of the Rings drama music behind to make it seem like they're actually like having a war of the worlds, but they're actually just jokingly having a pillow fight for 4 seconds.
Yeah, but I mean, it all depends on the dialogue. They overlay it like, this cracker won't crumble. Like, just the best dialogue from the whole season that makes it seem like a fucking like swirling mountain of fire and death, like the stakes, when really it's just drag.
Yes.
Just to catch everybody up, the winner of Drag Race All-Stars will receive a 1-year supply of Anastasia Beverly Hills makeup, a coveted spot in the Drag Race Hall.
Anastasia
Anakwe,
Beverly,
Monica Hills.
Hillside boys.
And also, they'll win about $64,000 after taxes. And a coveted spot in the Drag Race Hall of Fame, which is actually getting quite crowded. I don't know if we've gotten an occupancy rate from the fire marshal, but after that tie, you know, it's numbers are getting up there. Maybe we can get a cot or something.
Yes.
Yeah, for all the wigs to sleep on.
The lipstick message says, never stop dreaming, never stop believing. P.S. Do the shimmy shush. I love you all so much. Daddy Rich, Blair St. Clair.
Daddy Rich.
Well, this is all probably inside jokes that the girls were saying to each other in the van that never, like, translated into the TV show. Like, the shimmy shush is probably what they were calling the brr shh.
Let me see you do the shimmy shake again. That's a Tina song, isn't
Can
it?
Can I do the shimmy again?
That's it. Sorry, I had it wrong. Oh, my gosh. You know so many things about songs. It's like we
ding,
should do it.
Ding, ding.
I think that Blair St. Clair is gonna do fine. What a great workroom message. Never stop
always
dreaming.
Inspiring. Right. Always inspiring. Yeah. Always.
I mean,
like,
it's no 4-H's.
Uplifting. Now, girls, before I go, I want to tell you about the 10 C's.
Oh, good.
Consistency. Meanwhile, RuPaul is just like, oh my God, can we get her? Are we done? What is going on?
Didn't you put the zap collars on the girls this season? I remember recommending it in season 8, and you still haven't followed through. Tom, Randy, Fenton, get the zap collars.
The first C is for consistency. Okay.
Do you think all the girls were just like, I've never been in the top three. You've done it twice. Actually three times if you count Scared Famous too.
Thanks.
Yeah. the eliminated queens are all hiding behind this like room divider with a glory hole in it, and all I can see is Angina's little tongue like poking out. And
do you think the dolls knew what was going? I feel like they were fully aware that this was going to happen.
I mean, they walked in the workroom and they saw all these girls' bags back again. You see it on their face. They're like, oh, they brought some luggage up to the rooms.
They knew something was going on. When they walked in the room, they were like, oh, there's a big wall over there with a bunch of people behind it. We know what's going on. I could tell. And when you're on a set like that where the walls aren't real, I know that maybe the girls were pulling stunts and being like, woo, hey, girl, you know, nurse.
Y'all did that too?
All you literally have to do is make a loud noise and you will hear that there are drag queens about. We have a sixth sense about it.
Yeah, you totally can. I listened to a podcast on the way home that had, it was EW's like binge, and they're going through every season of Drag Race with a couple girls. They went through season 4 with Latrice, and I know, right? Rip-offs are great. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Thank you, Joey. They went through it with Chad and Latrice, and they said that, I think Joey, he wrote this whole thing. He's like an entertainment reporter. He's got really good views on it. But like, he hypothesized that season 4 was like one of the really great ones, because it was one of the last ones that all these personal connections formed off camera that you then saw the result of on camera, and it just heightened the stakes because there were actual relationships that people had, not just 10 hours once you're at the hotel you shut the door. Like, we were all hanging out and in the hallways and just reminded of that, and like creating a deeper connection made the stakes higher and the show better and all that stuff, I think, in a way that can't be manufactured by production, no matter how hard they try when they lock girls away, you know.
Yeah,
but it's a cute podcast.
So it's a literal podcast. Do they go episode by episode?
No, they do each season, and it's called it's called Binge on EW, and they do it for a bunch of different shows. I think they did Schitt's Creek, which is over now, but I don't know if they do shows in production or whatever, but it's over now.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing all the seasons, I think, on EW, but it's a lot of talking, and then the girls are in the last part of the interview, and you hear some fun stories that Chad and like Latrice tell that I hadn't even heard, you know, because I was out of the room. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. They do a season per episode.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, it's pretty fun.
I mean, our podcast was born out of stealing, and so we cannot be mad.
I mean,
other people steal the idea because we stole the idea, kind of.
I don't think we stole anything. I think we were the first ones to recap Drag Race, weren't we?
But Out on the Lanai was the inspiration for us.
But they're definitely not the first recap show in general. So we're right. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, we turned the wigs around. Yeah.
Turn the wigs around.
We will take a break now. That wig looks good like that, actually.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, I like how you did that with the headphones.
The skin part on the side, really nice. Mm,
yeah. I can tell it's not yakky, though.
Bye. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's, like, my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's, like, so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable, and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with Top Factory,
ways. Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Now, this glory hole is still looking pretty fishy. Have you ever been to a glory hole?
No, I have not.
Really?
No, I haven't. Big Dipper shaking his head yes. I am too scared. And Jujubee talks about, like, STDs because you don't know what... I mean, I'm really paranoid about, like, about STDs and STIs and things. And so I would be a wreck. I couldn't do it.
I went to a glory hole once and the hole was a wreck. It had splinters. It didn't look sanitary enough. I did not stick my junk through it. I backed my ass up to it. it was fine.
Old splinter ass. Oh my gosh, but who walks into the workroom?
The dolls.
Oh, well, I was going to say RuPaul, but...
Yeah, you just do that sound 13 times. They walked in.
Oh, right. No.
Please
no,
don't.
Yeah,
please
yeah.
don't. Please don't. As our subscribers yes. plummet.
Honestly, had to turn it off. One star. The eliminated queens all run out in their best day drag looks. And it's a big, quick hello.
They form an unnatural line around the table with Blair in the middle and right. Start talking a little bit. And then RuPaul comes in and, you know, she just tells them, I didn't want to leave anything unsaid. I feel like the first part of this episode is basically like what they usually do at the reunion for a normal season.
Yeah.
Like, they basically said, girls, you're not getting a reunion outfit. Sit on this couch where we keep the snacks usually, and you're going to talk about it. And that's what they do. Because that's where the snacks are, too.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm just popping in to tell you to go over to that couch and be dramatic. Bye. Okay.
Here is a pot, shit in it, and then stir it. Cracker, you're in charge.
She also tells them that they're going to be doing a new song, Clapback. The rest of the queens will be supporting cast for the final three.
Production number, costumes, please, tights.
Right, and the top three will also appear on What's the Tea, the podcast with Michelle Visage. So the girls go over to the couch, and drama they wanted, and drama they did deliver. So much drama.
So first up is the Vegas girls. Derek tells India straight to her face that he needs an apology if they want to move forward with a relationship. And India gives him an apology. Derek reminds him that her words hurt many people, and mm-hmm. the internet is not a place to talk like that. And mm-hmm. I can't wait to see how the relationship progresses from here.
Yeah. Girl, I mean, drag queens, we heal quicker. You know what I mean? We've been through it. We've seen it all. And ultimately, I think we would, at the end of the day, rather be friends with a sister, even if there was issues. We would rather patch it up and move on.
Patch Adams, for sure.
Robin Williams, friend of the pod.
Robin Williams' birthday was July 21st. It's the same birthday as DJ Pastabody, Johnny Wujek. So many people. Good people.
Wow.
Good day. Yeah, cancers. India, with this purple look, was that like American Richard paid look or something? Or I want to know who put this eggplant all over onesie and said, there, it's fashion.
She looked cool. I liked it.
I would like panache. With a little sauce on, like eggplant parm, maybe. I mean, a little red sauce.
Yeah.
Just pour it over. I don't know.
Breaded. Breaded for filth. Angina goes into her journey. She says she was shaken. She couldn't handle the pressure. And she didn't think that any of the other girls in the bottom with her deserved to go home. So she said, I'm going to go ahead and vote myself out. Because the girls were sort of holding each other to task. Like, who went ahead and voted for themselves?
I could have stayed for another extra week, which is basically what Mariah and Mayhem said. And then Mayhem says to her about voting for herself. Well, she's like, well, shut up, bitch. You weren't there that week. You already went home, which is just like what we're all thinking. But the main drama here, the main portion of this drama meal is Alexis and the campaigning drama with Mayhem and India. And Mayhem, for the first time, is here to answer to these acquiescitions. And Mayhem does not remember any campaigning. She does remember saying who she voted for, but that was after the fact and not during a campaigning period. India either seems confused or caught up in a lie. And I don't know which is worse, being maliciously lying or stupid enough that you're causing problems. But we will heal from this and move on. And remember the five H's.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like a backpedaling, you know.
Well, if you want to backpedal, we can try to spell alliance backwards, because apparently that's D-E-A-L.
Right. It was a whole ass thing. And basically it came to light that it was all a conversation that transpired after voting had happened. So Alexis was feeling very vindicated in that moment, because she
and
was
good.
Like, ha! Huh. Say it again for the back row. Huh. Mm-hmm. Bam. Okay.
So
then the alliance between Mayhem and India, not an alliance, a deal. Mm-hmm. And the other girls are just really, they're like, whoa, 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 Tina, what's going on?
Seeing Blair's face, just the pure delight that comes over it. I haven't seen Blair this happy this whole season. This was better for her than winning a challenge, I think. She looks so happy, and she is as happy as any drag queen when they hear gossip of this caliber. Like, this
That's
is what
gossip.
The Babylon. Literally, I want all the gossip to babble on in my ears because I love this. This is what drag is about. Shit talking, undercutting, and wigs.
Thank you.
You want an undercut on that. You need an undercut on that Mari to get it to lay right. You need to undercut it.
Oh, yes, honey.
Good undercut.
Deep undercut. Mm-hmm. Shay finally apologizes to Alexis for any drama that transpired. That sort of resets the conversation and gets everybody ready to go.
Finally.
Now, a rehearsal on the main stage with Todrick. Todrick, I could tell that they were like, okay, we need you to give Shay a really, really hard time. So immediately Todrick is like, oh, you wore those shoes? Is that what you're doing? Hmm.
Yeah, and then, all the girls were in flats, by the way.
They're trying to, it's setting us up for like the misdirect of, oh my God, I don't know. Is she going to crumble? But then they like show Shay rehearsing and she's just like, she's doing it amazingly on the
Her
first
hat falls
try.
Off and she catches it after doing a full spin.
And like, they're trying to make it seem like, oh, she's going to fuck it up. You guys, she's going to fuck it up. Oh my God. You don't know what's going to happen.
If Westworld had like a drag theme, she would be there. And she would be doing everything perfect. It's like everything is great. I love watching her. Juju doesn't know her ass from her elbow with this choreography, but she is endlessly entertaining during the rehearsal. And she literally makes Todrick laugh until he's on the floor. Like, she does that to all of us. She's so wonderful to be around. And, you know, I feel like they modify it a little bit. They take some steps down. They're like, how about you get on the bed and just, ooh, do sexy Juju. Yeah, sexy Juju. And then we'll put you upside down.
But Juju knows how to do sexy.
I just don't understand why when they put her upside down. When they put her upside down, why didn't they light her face?
Girl,
put her down in the dark part by the floor. No, it's not. It's not hard to do lighting.
It's hard.
A follow spot. A follow spot is not hard.
How are you going to have a follow spot in a large music video set scenario where they're flinging over to that part to do the next girl?
Girl, you could do a follow.
Follow this.
I will. Well, who's next? Can you show me the feet?
Which part?
Which
All
part?
All of it. I always say learn the feet first. Because the hands you could do later. Or like fuck
Walk
with your
hair.
Walk
into the room feet first.
First.
Feet first.
I think that's great advice.
Learn the choreo feet first. Cracker is a few beats behind, but she's doing great. She's doing what needs to be done, to quote La Roach.
And she literally said that she flops around on the ground because she wants to hide the fact that she's on the 2 and the 4 when she should be on the 1 and the 3. And then she actually is, and it happens. Yeah. So this is a fun, I feel like, you know how Tyra and Jujubee and Raven seemed like they got along by the last episode of season 2 when it was just the three of them?
Yeah.
It feels like that. It's like all's fun and forgiven. It's the last episode. It's kind of out of everybody's hands at this point.
You can feel that energy. Also, like, it's impossible not to just have a good time around Jujubee. It's not possible. If anyone has ever achieved it, I don't know how.
Now, do you know
Blair's
this? What kind of single white female behavior?
Nomi Malone.
All of that. Maybe you could be my understudy.
Allie in burlesque.
Oh, deep Allie.
As the waitress going around learning a. Dun 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 dun.
Let me just do these. Put down these whiskey sours, and then I'll hit that cha cha 7-8. Wagon wheel with sushi.
But you know what? That I liked that Blair was doing that in that moment, because you identify with that because it was so close for her. I mean,
Blair
was so
is Tracy
close,
Flick.
She could taste it.
She's Tracy Flick for sure. You know, she's got that drag hunger. She wants to be there. Yeah. She has so much more to show.
She does.
We're gonna see an All-Star 7, because you know what? She's young. They'll have her back like 4 or 5 more times before they let her get second.
Rail a tray for All-Star 7.
Watch her skip the regular season.
Girl, you say she moved to Vegas and you talked to her the other day, but I know where she really is. I bet she's on a fucking season 13 right now. Don't lie to me.
Don't you lie to me.
Don't spit on my cupcake and tell me it's frosting.
That's not frosting.
That's not frosting in my panties. Now, the girls go into the podcast. I love the podcast because we are podcast girls.
It's what we do, Podcasters of Pennsylvania.
There's some new podcast girls in town.
And they've got audio for days.
My favorite thing, though, was the microphones on the desk are not plugged in anything.
Yeah, like, who is doing the art direction? You need to plug in the microphones when you want to fake have them work.
Too much spaghetti, too many wires.
Put the wire in the Sunday Riley box. Greek the Sunday Riley.
They're just using... Everyone is wearing a microphone the whole time on the show, so they're just going to use that audio. The microphones sitting on the table are just props, so they forewent having cords sticking out. Because I guess feasibly you could use wireless microphones. Those were not wireless microphones, but you could, theoretically. You wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't at all. But, you know, when we do our notes for the season with World of Wonder after today's podcast, we'll just ask them to pay more attention to the small details. You know,
we just wanted to just sit down and just sort of like throw around some ways to make, you know, just to make it better.
Just wanted to spitball some ideas. Nothing.
Listen, the show is fantastic. We
fantastic.
Love it.
And the product placement. The product placement was Sunday Riley and Klein Epstein Parker and Tic Tacs. The investments are rolling in. And some of the girls at these lunches for the final three.
I have to open my package from Thrive Market. Okay. Okay. No. Okay. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Ooh, those crackers sound crispy. some of the things that happen in this episode where RuPaul is talking to the three girls are almost verbatim for what she said in her masterclass. Verbatim.
Okay.
Well, you can go to the Patreon and watch me take the masterclass because we're on episode 2 now. It's literally the same thing. Some of it actually means some stuff, but there's one part where a girl is pouring out her heart and then she said, "I love that." And then she goes, "Blah, blah, 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 blah." That's literally how it goes. And it's so interchangeable at this point that I feel like a lot of people, they rag on me for ragging on Rue, but like, I watch the show because I like the girls. You know, Rue is interchangeable as Canada proved. But I can't believe
RuPaul used "I love that."
She said, "I love that." And then it was literally about, I think it was one of the girls who was crying. And then it moves to Miss Cracker. Like that, it's that quick. It was brutal and savage editing, and it's what we wanted to say. It's fine. But Miss Cracker does say some things about drag being a place where people can feel okay for a minute, which is 100% true. You want to be an escape for people. You don't want to make them think too hard unless it's like a Mariah number, which should have won episode 1 of All Stars 5.
Drag is capable of doing both of those things and turning it on a dime. You can be laughing 1 second.
Destiny turns on a dime, honestly.
I've seen her. I've seen her do it. Destiny. Mm-hmm.
Destiny Brooks. Yep.
She tosses the dime in the air. It lands on heads and then she turns on it.
Sometimes she does a pirouette and then it lands on her nose. She flicks her tongue out to flick it in the air again and it lands in her cunt.
God.
Yep, and it, like a coin slot too, goes right in.
I know. Okay.
So we don't know if it's heads or tails.
I do agree with Crackle on that, definitely. And they talk about a little bit about her evolution and how much she's grown since season 10,
which was literally like last year, right? Or 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it wasn't that long ago, but yeah, it was 2 seasons back. So. Wow. Some time has surpassed, and she's definitely grown being here. You can definitely tell. And then Shea Kulea.
Shea Kulea.
That's what Raja does on Tune 2.
Shea reflects about losing her father and her sister, and she reveals the name of her inner saboteur, which is Shenene. and then her story gets to Rue the most, it seems like. But she says, if you never give up, then you can do anything. That's not true, but I want to believe it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yes. I mean, Shay is a really inspirational, like, person, and she's very, like, centered and balanced. And I think this is a good lesson to, like, because RuPaul talks about the inner saboteur. People kind of like to joke about, oh, that's what RuPaul is always talking about. But it is a true thing. And sort of getting, giving it a name and being able to recognize when it is sort of having an effect on you is actually, like, really useful advice, no matter what you're doing, whether it's drag or anything. So,
yeah. So the next day, the girls do the mirror chats. They're getting ready. They're putting on their winning face or their losing face. And we're going to take a break and tell you all about that. I'm so excited to tell you, but I need to check my Sunday Riley package. 1 second.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
So the girls are all reunited again. I kind of like this. You get to have like a family moment. Everybody's back getting ready together, getting painted.
I just think that this section of the show illustrates what good TV Derek is, because him saying, let's get ready together like old times. It was one day, literally, you were there, Derek. And like, just her little thing to India was really concise. Derek is always like a positive energy in the room. And yeah, when she's talking shit, it's because they deserve it. She's like the nicest little person, honestly. Like, so I love having her back on TV for this second.
Definitely.
And I hope she has a chance. Yeah, I mean, she's on the Vegas show too for VH1, which I also think we should recap.
Maybe we'll do like the whole series in one episode, like that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Because I'm definitely going to watch it.
We can get the Chop and the Race Chaser girls together.
Yeah, a little crossover.
Never ever gonna stop.
So this is the basically the last day together, right? Like, after this, it's
this
like...
This is it, Tina.
Get him to the plane.
This is it.
Yeah. So the queens are doing the math, and they're saying that they all have a 33% chance that you can win. That is... That's the actual statistics. I don't think it's the real statistics. But all the queens are getting ready, and Juju and Angina are talking about dancing skills, and Angina is just Juju's biggest cheerleader, totally.
Yeah.
But that's not going to grow Juju any rhythm.
She does great, but we'll get to that.
She does. No, she does. I mean, she does great at what she's given. What if she was given Shay's thing? Then it would have been a different game. Like, if everybody was given the same degree of difficulty, it would have been a shit show. Like, this is a produced show. It's not a fair competition. It is a show. And please enjoy the show. Don't enjoy the competition, because the competition's fake.
But that's what a choreographer does. They make it tailor. I mean, a good choreographer, they tailor the dance to you, to your personality, to your skill level, to what you're more comfortable with. I know you're very comfortable with floor work, so they would... they would incorporate Todrick would do the good job of giving you a lot of floor work.
I just think that this is a competition and the stakes are not equal. Do I care? No. I am just notating it to rag upon.
Like, you really care about it.
I am a podcaster and we are journalists in the lowest common denominator to a degree.
Oh, I did a show with her, Lois. Lois common denominator.
Oh, LCD? Yeah.
LCD in the house. LCD, LTD.
B-O-A. I love Boa. I just found out Boa meant bitch on arrival 2 days ago. And so I love her even more now. Yeah, shout out to Boa. Beautiful.
And definitely the body girl.
Cracker tells Mayhem that she has 3 wins already and hopes that will help her win, which feels to me like as soon as you say it, it's going to not become true. You know?
But... And, you know, it's not so much anymore, but there was a time where it was, if you had the most wins, it was probably going to be your moment. But this, I feel
that like... That was when the show was fair, right?
Oh my gosh.
Well?
This final three, I believe that it was Shay's year.
Yeah.
But I also think, like, it was very balanced, like, this final three.
Yes. I feel kind of strange, though, because I feel like the top two in my mind for who it was going to be was either Juju or Shay, but Cracker ended up with the most wins, and I was like, well, she's not going to win.
So it kind of balances out.
Yeah, and I'm not saying she's not going to win because it's personal issues or anything. I'm just saying they're not going to put... I had to jump on that now because they're all tagging us like we hate Cracker.
I saw you pop off on someone on Twitter.
I tried not to. I deleted the first one. That was the second one. I tried.
Someone was like, so glad All Stars is over so I don't have to listen to Alaska and Willem badmouth Ms. Cracker anymore. It's like,
what the wait, fuck?
So that's why you're glad the season is over? That? Yeah. We do not badmouth Ms. Cracker.
Keep it cute, but we tell the truth.
I really enjoy Ms. Cracker as a person very much. Like, I think she's really nice and really, like, sincere.
And I really like some of her wigs.
She's great at banging some hair. We've said really positive
things. Comedy, writing. Gowns, beautiful gowns.
We also criticize everyone.
Everyone.
It's critiques that I would say this to their face in a dressing room. That's
either
always...
one of their faces.
I'd
say to them while they were cooking. In fact. A makeup chat. I'd tell them exactly what I thought. Just like Shay does to Alexis. You know, talking about the professors or the finale. You know.
Well, whoever wins, because I'm watching the episode along with doing the podcast. So
that's how it's done.
I don't know who wins yet.
Now make sure you unzip that wristlet zipper if you try to pick up your drink, because that beating is not a stretch. That's not a stretch fabric. If you flex your wrist too much.
It's bespoke.
Well, you can't wash it, so it might bespunk.
It's fit to my guilt, okay?
Whoa! How's your undercarriage?
Tailor Ooh, these bitch. Clothes to fit my guilt.
Can we please get to the main stage so we can talk about some of these girls' outfits? Because I need to talk about Miss Blair.
Well, how about RuPaul's look, ever. Though? Because RuPaul walks down the runway in a copper and purple metallic gown, wind-swept amber locks of hair. Amber waves of hair.
I feel like Rue sent Zaldi a couple of pictures that said, I like origami this season. And then he just made dresses that had like origami things on them a little bit.
Yeah, I like from season to season, there's sort of a vibe. And that's definitely been so for All Stars 5. RuPaul's dresses have been very graphic, very large shapes. And I like this dress. I like this material because it reminds me kind of like tinfoil or like found objects.
Yeah, I like the hair and I like the fabric. I don't like the fabric as that dress. I always think her neckline should be a little lower too. I know that's where she likes it, so I won't say anything. But I really like Carson's jacket. He's doing something right.
Oh, yes. The Swarovski Gucci hoodie kind of moment.
I also like Todrick's tie. He's there to guest judge with along with Ross Matthews and Michelle. And he has a giant tie on, which reaches his shoulders.
Yeah. Todrick looks fierce.
Very camp. Very that.
Very Susan Sontag, notes on camp.
Mm-hmm. The runway category is All Stars Eleganza, and all the girls get to come out and wear what they would have worn if they were better.
Do we watch the music video first, though? Or do they show us the music video first?
Yes.
What did you think of the music video?
Oh, the performance, right?
I liked this song.
How wonderful for your iTunes.
Why are you guys making faces like that? What is wrong with this song? I think it's like kind of Destiny's Childish. Like
It's hard not to compare it to previous songs. And this song is no Kitty Girl. Kitty Girl instantly was in my head for months after. This is not in my head at all.
Okay, we'll give it another listen because it's worth it. And I really liked it.
Yeah, I was trying to listen to it. I thought there were too many people on stage in the performance. It looked like a cheerleading camp. I couldn't find the girls when I was looking for them all the time. And I thought they needed more angles than the little bit like above drone and the straight on shot. I thought they needed some like looking up angles to make the girls seem more like goddesses. I wasn't sold on how they photographed this main challenge at all. It looks like a Glee performance. It doesn't look like a final production number. And Rue said she wanted the best one ever. And this one's not it. Shangela, Kennedy, Trixie, and...
Know you're sexy and keep slaying the game.
That was Reggie Rochu, like stuff like that. Iconic with a Q-U-E. Like, shit. This is cute. But this is not a Kitty Girl or a whatever. I loved everybody in it. They did the best with what they were given. And I don't have any notes for any of them. They were all fucking great.
They all really did a great job. I wonder, and I'm hypothesizing here, but the girls have their looks. And then the backup dancers are coordinated to their looks. So do you think they had a consultation and they were sort of like, okay, I would like the backup dancers to be dressed like A, B, C, and D because each of them have a different sort of vibe. Jujubee has the dancers in the bondage. It's like the motorcycle scene in Goddess at the Stardust.
I do know that the girls all, contestants nowadays do have to send in pictures of looks to get approval for certain things, not just Snatch Game anymore. There were multiple rounds of like sending back and forth like questions and stuff about this and bringing backups for the people I know who have gone.
Yeah, I think there was a consultation because Shay has black and white themed backup dancers that go with her cat suit. And then all the other divas come out on stage. We don't really see them, but we are aware that they are there.
It's a lot. It feels like a cheerleading camp.
It's pretty cool. Mariah gets a close-up. Blair gets a close-up.
Blair
is
just
fun. I like this. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I like it. Like the song.
It's great.
And the girls each got to write their own little verse.
Yeah.
Did you hear Bob's verse? Bob wrote a verse to this on the pit stop, and it's so good.
No, I didn't hear it yet.
I texted her, and I was like, I'm here and now dropping out of the all-winter season. Goodbye. Because her verse was really good.
Wait, were they going to put All-Stars winners on the all-winter season?
Are you going to press the shade button?
Oh.
Sorry, I was pulling up.
No, I'm saying that because it would be like fucking 18 girls and you couldn't do a show with 18 girls unless they did teams again. How
you
would they do
that?
You
have to include All-Stars and you have to include Canada, Thailand, UK, because...
What about Amsterdam? It's coming.
So many of these divas will say, hell no, I'm not going back in the Thunderdome. So to collect 10 winners who either A...
Who can still pass the background check. who can still be insured that they won't need a drink every 2 hours.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
I didn't. Really it was agree. A Zoom call. I'm always looking at you.
Oh, you're frozen. Never mind. No, yes.
You only see what the Zoom call wants you to see.
They will include winners of All Stars, so don't even try it, Miss Mama Honey.
Well, why don't we just throw in Miss Congenialities, too?
Good.
That would be a fun...
Bring them all.
Yeah,
definitely. I want to be the Derek Barry of the All Winners season.
You want to get fucked a bunch by two different guys?
Oh, my God.
So that sounds like you're going to be in top three, at least.
Oh, my goodness.
Can we talk about these girls' outfits? Because this is the part that I'm living for.
Yes. And I want to say that this is a great addition that they've done. I love that they bring back all the girls and give them a chance to walk the runway for this final episode. I thought this was a really nice moment.
Too.
And everyone turned it out. Let's go look by look.
And
let's
now that these outfits are on TV, they're tax deductible. So Derek is up first and he's giving this like Elsa from Frozen through the like sexy machine. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
He looks gorge. This off-kilter tiara moment is wonderful, but somehow it ends up on the floor at some point. Maybe she shablammed. I don't know.
It's like when Fifi's crown fell off and RuPaul was like, it's fine. We got it.
We don't need to reshoot. We're good. I was there.
She does look elegant. Gowns are not her main go-to, and she says this, and... You know, she goes for it, and I think she looks really, really beautiful.
She looks, it's very Zac Posen in the silhouette.
Yeah.
It's gorge. What about Angina? Hot off the press.
This is a throwback to something she did on season one, and it's the actual headpiece that she wore on the reunion of season one. She looks fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that at all. Mariah comes out dripping in this like petal blue orchid gown and the updo with the side modification. There's also
stunning.
It's a thick side. She likes that. Like that thick side.
Try and describe her without using the word statuesque. You can't do it. Can't be done.
Mayhem looks like a Palm Springs madam. Like just running the girls in the gold. And I'd say this is the blood orange. She called it a tangerine, but I'd say it's a blood orange.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fierce. I love the design of that.
Tangerine dream sounds nicer than blood orange dream though. For sure.
India Farah's bouncing down the runway with her bazooms out front.
Bouncing down the runway in an aquamarine gown. India Farah.
She looks great.
I wish that hair wasn't so flat. That is not the hair for that.
It's having flat hair is having a real moment in the world of drag right now.
Well, wait till we see Cracker because she continues that flat hair trend. Alexis, nobody's never seen her in a flat wig ever. She has big red hair on, some gown with a lot of ruffles.
Yeah, which I think this is her natural hair color in drag because she looks so gorgeous in that.
Gorge.
It's very dark auburn and it just looks so stunning. She looks great. She's giving you the gown with the most because she's Alexis Mateo.
Blair turned the party in this look. It's something we've never seen on Drag
Race
like this.
She's the queen of the body!
It is gorge, this one asymmetrical glove, the hair, everything is correct.
Yes.
No notes for the new chicken. She looks
sickening. Diego, right? Diego made this.
I'm not sure. Just so good.
Diego Montoya, she talks about it on What You Pack In. And just really, really, I mean, excellent. And I'm glad she got to show this. Let's go take a break.
I have more gummy bears.
All right. Then we get down to the final three divas.
Ooh, Juju, wow. Slaying. She comes out, national costume, gorgeous, like Buddha inspired.
Yeah.
Slay. Wow. What a serve. How long is that train? Like 20 feet?
She's all the way at the end of the runway and it's still back. It's still going out onto the street in Silmar. It's that long.
The body, the face, the headpiece. Like, salute, bitch.
She looks so elevated, so elegant, and just really flawlessly executed. Really, really amazing moment.
Yes. Miss Cracker going for a pink pearl bride ball gown, puffy.
It's like a Russian inspired Orthodox costumery, right? That's what she mentions. It's cool. It's grand. It's large. It's big. It makes an impact.
Can't suck dick in it.
No, you wouldn't want to do that.
She would definitely need a hair tie for that long, straight hair.
The hair is as long as Jujubee's sash, not her sash.
Following her around with the train now that Chanel's not there. That's what I want to know. With the comb.
And when they were all standing on the runway at the end, Jujubee's train was perfectly angled at like the perfect 45-degree angle flat behind her.
Gorge.
Ms. Crackle looks great.
Now let's talk about Shea Coulee in this.
Can we please?
Balenciaga voluminous fantasy with bows and hair.
Once again.
And drag excellence.
Once again, giving us a new silhouette, beautifully executed. It also has whimsy and humor to it. The tiny bow on the very top of the huge beehive, the huge bow on the back of the dress. The voluminous shape is unpredictable. Like, it's not predictable. Girl, I can never say enough about Shea Coulee's runways. And here we go again.
I just asked her if she was tucked or not. Because that is the ultimate no tuck and dress.
Just basketball shorts.
Blair's up there.
Blair
couldn't pee for like 10 hours probably in that dress with a glove that was in the sleeve. Goodbye.
No.
Good luck touching your genitals at all.
No.
That's why girls do shots. So the judges feel like it feels like a unrehearsed moment when they just look at each other and they're gagged. They're like, that was the best runway we have ever seen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess they forget our seasons, but...
Well, I'm glad...
They say that every year in some form, by the way.
I know, but I hope they continue to do this tradition of bringing back all the girls for the final episode. First of all, why not? You need more time and more looks because there's only three people left, so why not? And it gives the girls another chance to be on TV, another chance to be included in the season. So I loved it. And everybody's an all-star. They have all these amazing clothes they haven't shown yet. So they are just ready to make it the fiercest runway ever.
Oh, yeah.
I love
it. So this week, Rue is making the final decision. And she makes sure to tell everybody that she's weighing in on it.
Okay.
Juju, it seems, gets like an all-around A. They give her an A. They say that she rose to the occasion. She looked great. She was enigmatic, charismatic, all the good things. And she's a proud representation of gay, feminine, Asian boys for the world. And just saying that and like seeing how it affected her other sisters like Angina and Mayhem and everybody in the room. It was just great to see her like standing there in her truth. Yeah. you know, I could also see her get on the floor and do Black Velvet and be just as happy.
Right. Yeah, this is, it was a great.
Or do Orange really Velvet at that moment. Point, you know, because I think that's an Orange Velvet.
Orange Velvet.
And this Buddha crown look good.
Ms. Cracker, they say it was a mixture of comedy and excellent, like, precise dance performance. Michelle says you're getting out of your own way and you're succeeding at doing that. And Ms. Crackle says she's rediscovering her Jewish heritage and embracing the Russian background in this look.
Shay gets an all around A+. It feels like the judges were impressed by everything. They're listing her star quality. She slayed. And then she goes on to bring that perfect turnaround where it's like, you know, sincere, sincere, silly, where it's, I'll never be able to repay you, Rue.
Yeah. Everyone's for being crying.
A strong Black woman and changing her life. But if you give me your Venmo, I will make some installments to surely try. Like, it's the perfect wrap up. And Jujubee did the same thing. Like that perfect, like, you know, button cherry on top on the season.
Yes. Make what you cry, make you laugh.
Yeah. Change a lot of lives. We get this message from Monet and Trinity doing a Noxie and Vita look.
A tie.
A tie.
A tie.
Trinity did it in red because, you know, she wanted to, I guess.
Well, the film version, it's like purple, right?
It's a dark orchid. And the hair is a brunette shade. I think it's a cool brown, not a warm brown. So to go red with it was a risk. And
she looks fierce. Come on. I mean, they both look really amazing. Trinity and Monet.
It's nice. I would like to see some accuracy. I mean, we try to do our best with reporting on the podcast as accurately as possible. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe they were out of that purple Oakley fabric that they make it out of.
You and I have both done this outfit as well. The Vita Boheme outfit from To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
Mm-hmm, we have.
We both have a recreation of this exact look. I think you've done the exact look. I don't think I have, but I've worn it with just like blonde hair. Mm-hmm. But I love that garment and that look. It keeps on giving. I keep wearing it over and over again.
It's a good one. I lost the bolero and I think I just borrowed yours.
Anytime.
At a club. I think that they look great. I'm just kidding, obviously. I think this skit is cute. Could have been half as long and I would have been just as happy.
That's just the way you make me feel.
This is great. We're putting up a picture of me and Janelle Monae on the Race Chaser Instagram pod because I met her at the Golden Globe parties. Like whenever I got to go, and I walked out of a room that she was walking into, and she literally just like stopped in the door with me. And I was like, oh, okay, if you're gonna stop, I'm gonna stop and get this camera phone out. She was so nice, so cool, so tiny. And this is the perfect lip sync song because it's got like little like talky sections and some like sections you get fuck on. It's such a great song.
It's a very drag queen song. Drag queens do this song all the time.
All the time.
It starts out very small and then it crescendos to very, very big. And
I could see Miss Kiwi doing this in a second. If this was back in the day. What do you think of the girls' takes on, they get to change again and do another outfit.
You know they do.
Girls have worn 5 outfits this episode, I feel
Diva,
like.
Diva, it's the last day. They're like, what do I got left? Oh, I have 17 outfits left. Ooh, I'm going to give them this one, Tina. Ooh, I'm going to give them this one right now. Shay is like, if I get crowned, I'm wearing a gown. Bing, bang, boom. Which I like that thought process. You kind of think like, this is the eternal moment that will replay over and over of me being crowned. So ultimately, you want to wear something that you'd look right in, right?
I mean, I don't know in this case if anybody was crowned. I think people were just sceptered.
Well, back in my day, we paused production to struggle with bobby pins to keep the fucking crown on my head. That's probably why they stopped doing it, because it was such a pain in the ass getting that thing on my fucking skull. But I insisted.
You?
I know.
So this lip sync again, it's great. some girls are doing a little too much. Doesn't matter. There's Fringe. There's the robot. We got smoky titties.
Glitter titties. Glitter titties. No,
it's smoke. It's smoke.
Smoke.
I thought it was smoke, wasn't it?
I thought it was very fine craft glitter.
Wait, she was shaking glitter out of her titties?
Tiny glitter.
Oh, wow. Really? I thought it was a bad smoke machine in there, like a bad mini smoke machine. This is journalism.
Loose glitter on the stage.
Yeah, that's terrible. Everybody's going to slip on it. Who puts like finely graded glitter? Wow. She wanted to win. that didn't read for me well. I looked like a reveal that was under her pickle outfit. It was that pickle green fabric that she used. She's like, oh, I got another 2 yards. Make a dance outfit. And make sure those titties spit glitter.
I appreciate the effort and the idea of having some element of surprise in an outfit for the final lip sync. It's very much a nod to the way that it's all about reveals nowadays. But you know what? The dolls had it out on that stage. And
Jujubee got on the floor too soon. As soon as she hit the floor, all my friends were like, ooh, before the first chorus? Like
that floor work was early. She is proficient in floor work.
She said, let me hit the deck right now before these other bitches do. yeah, God bless.
And the winner is Shay Poulet.
Champion! Raiders of the Bowl! Champion! So I guess we made it through All-Star Season 5. Congratulations, Alaska.
Yet another inductee into the illustrious Hall of Fame.
You guys should put out a note for her in case you're not there when she gets there.
An amazing season. An amazing group of divas. It was exciting, dramatic, suspenseful, excellent fashions, really fun and memorable moments. And Shay Poulet is an amazing artist and an amazing person, and this is a really, really lovely moment. And welcome into the Hall of Fame, Ms. Poulet.
Snaps for the queen, snaps for the queen. And good job, Juju and Miss Cracker, too. If you want a podcast, let us know. So we left off at season 4. We're almost done with that, so we're gonna do one more episode for season 4 and delight you with all the names that I can drop in 60 minutes. And then we're going to move on to...
Are they ready for it? Stars 1. That means new promo pictures.
New promo pics.
Ooh, breaking up Christmas.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to shave behind my knees.
Oh my gosh.
Now, we have some other news, Mom. Have you heard, Mom?
Mom. Listen, Mama.
Mom.
Mama.
So we have some acquiescitions. And one of those acquiescitions is Sloppy Seconds, a podcast delivered by Big Dipper and Meatball every week.
Yes.
And they are joining the Mom Network.
Yes. Thank you. Very exciting. Starting in August... Sloppy Seconds will become part of the Moguls of Media Mom Network. There will be 2 episodes per week.
Oh!
There's a little catch-up chat with Big Dipper and Meatball on Tuesdays, and then on Fridays...
Do you ever do mustard?
Honey mustard.
Then on Fridays, they will be interviewing a very fun, special guest.
It's the Shame Wizard from Big Mouth.
Past guests have included comedian and Nailed It host Nicole Byer, music star Orville Peck, designer B. Kala, the heart of season 10 Monique Hart, fashion icon Detox, and All-Stars 5 winner Shay Poulet, just to mention a few.
Put your feet down, kick them up, and listen to Sloppy Seconds twice a week on the Mom Network. We're happy to have you and your outlines.
Yes.
So subscribe to that on your podcast app, and who knows, you might like it. And you might hear an in-depth deep dive interview with some of your favorite podcast hosts. You talking about Michelle?
No, I'm talking about the two of you. We're going to have you on Sloppy Seconds.
How wonderful.
How wonderfully camp.
How wonderfully camp.
Welcome to the family, Sloppy Seconds. Be sure to check them out.
I'm reading a really good book by Nicole Byer right now. It's called So Fat, So Brave.
Oh, word. Yes.
It's really funny. Check it out. Yeah, I love her. Something to read.
Also, speaking of mom podcasts, on the Mom Network,
there's many, many more.
Make sure you are listening to The Chop for all of your Canada's Drag Race dissectionisms. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if you don't have time to listen to The Chop, everybody's given the same time, so just use it better, maybe.
Oh my god, girl.
Wow.
I went straight to her profile. I love her, but now I was just like, you're gonna smize at the girls and be cunty? Oh, I love you, Jeffrey Moore Chapman.
All that on this.
I loved
day.
It. I loved it.
And
I relicked it. I relicked it.
I will tell you that relicked it, yes.
Derek Barry. Derek Barry. Yeah. Every time. Won't you do it every time?
Won't you do it? Yes, well, the girls on The Chop, Latrice and Manila, they go in when it comes to Jeffrey Boyer Chapman and the judges and the dolls. So go ahead, and if you're not listening, do listen.
Start.
I just listened today. It was really exciting.
I started watching the Canada show because I wanted to see more drag, and I knew I would have to eventually be on The Chop. I haven't received an invitation, but I'm glad I started watching because the show seems wonderful. I would love to be included at some point. That would be so fun.
You're the like head of the network.
Well, then treat me like it.
You're the executive producer, and you will be on the show in like 2 weeks.
I thought I was an executive vice producer.
An
EVP? A co-EVP? Wow. A co-VEP? A co-VEP with COVID. Speaking of, you should wear a mask.
Yeah.
If you're out, wear a mask. Encourage everyone you know to wear one as well. If they're not wearing one, try to encourage them to. Wash your hands, wash your ass, stay safe. There's been 650,000 global deaths from COVID-19. And this is not one of those things where we're like itching to hit a million. This is not a joke. I repeat, this is not a joke, Tina.
Yes. So we encourage everyone to wear a mask and stay safe. Now, Dipper, you have a live stream show called Camboy on July 30th.
Shouldn't that 30th. Be spelled with an I?
B-O-I.
Yeah, exactly.
July 30th at 6 p.m. Pacific time. You can go to digitalpridefest.com, and it's going to be a live streaming concert with all the hits from your EP, the Ham and Cheese EP. Mm-hmm. That made me so hungry just reading that right now.
I'm going to make a sandwich on the air.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. I saw a girl make pasta on a drag show at the Stonewall.
Oh,
she was doing Fergie's Be Italian, and then after she rolled the pasta out, she like dipped below and did a little Rachel Ray and pulled up a whole thing of pesto and noodles. I was like, bitch, you did not make that right then.
She did all that. She did so mad. All that, Tina.
All that. I would like to talk about a show that I have tickets to. It's the Alaska Drive-In show at the Rose Bowl.
Yes.
Sunday, August 2nd at 4:30. I think tickets are like $49. If you want a VIP spot, it's like $99, and that includes four people in the car. Throw some small bitches in the trunk. Do you?
So excited, dude. You can go use the link in my bio on Instagram or go to vossevents.com. Literally, I'm so excited for this show. We've been getting ready for it. And it's going to be really, really fun. Stay in your car, stay safe, and come see a fucking drag show. I mean, I get to do a drag show in a safe manner. I'm very, very excited about this.
This is one time I will stay in my lane.
Stay in your lane and stay in your car.
Uh-huh.
Keep your hands and feet inside your vehicle, and in your case, your ass.
Oh, bitch, I'm taking the roof off the Jeep for sure. Try it.
Who got the keys to the Jeep?
The Jeep. Beep, beep. So thank you so much for joining us on Race Chaser this week. We promised and we held our promise to continue to provide you with award-winning content every week. The Emmy was not a joint effort, so that doesn't count as non-award winning.
Emmy nominated. Talent.
Emmy dominated.
Involved in the podcast. There.
I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And if you want, you can rate and comment about how fantastic our podcast is and subscribe to make sure you know when each new episode comes out.
You can follow the dolls at Willem at the only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser podcast is at Race Chaser Pod. And you can use the hashtag Race Chaser when you post. And also you can send us a DM or feel free to email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
We also have bonus content available at patreon.com/Willem/shimmy shh. We filmed some really fun stuff. And it's up this week.
This latest one is really, really fun. I'm really proud of this one.
It's like a full episode. It's a
fake drag race. It's fake drag race.
It's fake drag. It's a two-parter fake drag race. And you will love it. I didn't know it was a spoof when we were filming, but apparently it was. I like to take these things seriously, you know, because an all-star believes in herself, honestly. So do yourself a favor and check it out. That's patreon.com/Willem.
Listen, I know I haven't won one of our Patreon mini challenges, but I still have so much more to show, and I believe in myself.
Well, learn the choreo, and we'll see what we can do about next week, all right?
Learn the words, because you will be lip-syncing.
The quiz doing this is...
Here's your last chance, Fancy, and they let me down.
Tens across the board, the baddest bitch is I. That's
you can catch up on all of our bonus content by searching the hashtag RaceChaser, and then you can watch the content a la carte. And
Patreon.com.
Mm-hmm, yeah, patreon.com. Slash Willem. That's the girls. And check out Dipper Show again on the 30th. Get those tokens.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She'll put her ass right against the laptop cam.
Oh my God.
Bye.
Race Chaser. Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.